Welcome to Unhinged with your host, Teresa Romer, motivational speaker, fashion expert, and fashion guru.
I am your host, Teresa Romer, and I have the amazing and beautiful The Lavish Vanity.
Hello.
Some of you might know her as Drea, but we all know her as The Lavish Vanity. And if you look for her anywhere on social media, she's listed as The Lavish Vanity. So most of you out there in podcast land are not going to see how stunning and beautiful she is, but you're going to hear her beautiful voice. And those of you that are joining us in the vault, you will definitely get to see how beautiful she is. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Yes, yes. So we go back 7 years.
Yes. So since 2016.
Yeah, so we actually met, this is back when Gucci Mane decided to do his nonchalant video.
Yes,
at my mansion. Mm-hmm. In Carlton Woods.
Yes.
And that is actually how we met. She was the make. Were you the only makeup artist?
Or it was two of us.
There was two of you.
Yes.
And there were lots of girls.
It was over 23 girls. Yeah. There was no breaks for me. It was over 16 hours.
So when we did the contract, they were like, well, we're going to get there like 9 in the morning.
Be done. I was the only one on time.
And we'll be done like, 9, 10 at night.
Yes. Mm. That was, no. We were there till about 2:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you had to kick him out of your home.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Yeah, I think one of the producer guys was actually in bed.
About to spend the night.
Yeah, spending the night in my house.
To be there.
Oh my goodness. I'm like, no, nowhere in that contract does it say anybody spend the night in my house. Yeah, so we go back a long ways. That's when we met.
Yes.
And I fell in love with her then, and she started doing my makeup
for about 4.5 years.
Yes. So if there was an event or if there was anything I was doing, it was like, hey girl, she's like, gotcha,
I'm there,
gotcha. And then somewhere around the pandemic, we kind of lost track of each other. Like,
started working for Morphe.
Well, so you were working for Morphe.
Yes.
You were in the mall.
Mm-hmm. Houston Galleria.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so let's back up just a little tiny bit. So did you quit Morphe before the pandemic or because of the pandemic?
I was actually reading about pandemic before pandemic happened. I left Morphe before pandemic. Okay. I left in about November.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so from November all the way to March.
Pandemic here in Houston hit about March.
March. That's when everything
was
like
our rodeo.
It's a shutdown.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I knew I needed to get myself in gear for the next step. Hey, this thing is on the way. People are looking at me like, America would never shut down.
Well, who was informing you of all this?
I'm a reader. Uh-huh. I was reading.
With China?
Yes. So I had a couple of clients for makeup that were like, hey, I'm sick, I'm not feeling well. So people were catching COVID before they actually knew what COVID was.
Right.
I remember one client telling me they tested her for some type of bird flu thing. And I was like, what is this? She's like, they're calling it coronavirus. So I knew instantly once I heard coronavirus, okay, this thing is getting to America. This is going to happen.
Yeah.
Shutdown is going to happen. And it happened in March. I was like,
and none of us thought the world would just shut
ever,
down.
Yeah, ever. I was terrified. What am I going to do? We were back and forth with grand openings with Jeffree Star. And all of a sudden, it's just like everything was coming to a... And I'm like, it's the pandemic. It's a pandemic on the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pandemic. What am I going to do? I'm like, hello, ding, ding, ding. You're licensed. Go do eyebrows. I have never waxed eyebrows in my life.
So even all this time that I knew you,
mm-hmm.
I never knew that you did anything with eyebrows.
Exactly.
I just knew you as
makeup artist.
Mm-hmm. So the pandemic hits, and so where we're going with this whole story, guys, is I'm all about empowerment and entrepreneurship and people that just want to reinvent themselves.
Absolutely.
And be their own boss and take charge and not let anybody stand in their way.
Mm-hmm.
And don't use anything as an excuse. So I don't want to hear anybody use excuses. Mm-hmm. And so the reason I love Drea's story so much is because over and over again, I love having people on here that during the pandemic, they were able to think on their feet.
Right.
They didn't just
potential.
They just didn't sit down and go, woe's me, what am I going to do? Oh, like no. You could see all over social media people doing. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do? I'm locked in my house. I'm going to starve to death.
The most businesses started during pandemic. I started this business during the pandemic.
Right.
I knew before leaving my Ulta position doing brows at the Benefit Brow Bar counter, I knew that I had a place held for rent. I knew I had a brow studio about to do a soft opening mm-hmm. before a grand opening.
Right.
During pandemic. Nothing is impossible.
No, and so it just really bothered me that people shut their brains down even during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. They were just like, I don't know what I'm going to do, you know?
Right.
And you read all the time about these restaurants that had to think, okay, we got to create this to-go order
exactly.
because nobody's going to come in our doors and sit and eat because they can't, you know? And so kudos to all the people out there that were able to think fast on their feet and
exactly.
make things happen. And you are one of those people. Mm-hmm. You were able to start a new business mm-hmm. when the world was shut down.
Yeah. During the world shutdown, people found out so many things about themselves that they didn't. People hated their spouses.
Mm-hmm.
People were finding out their kids. My kids would never do that. Ma'am, your kids are doing that. You're just dropping them off every day with someone else.
Yeah.
That's why you don't know.
Yeah.
So people were able to really tap into their household and know your husband, know your wife. No, domestic violence went all the way up during pandemic.
Mm.
Child abuse.
Mm.
People were figuring each other out.
Mm.
So
amazing what happens when you're
at home with each other. Yes. So while people were in, you know, working out,
mm-hmm.
that was something I was clearly not doing. My whole mindset was, let's start this business. We may never work for anyone again.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what was going to happen.
Right. No.
Yeah.
The fear of the unknown. Mm-hmm. And it's quite interesting when the fear of the unknown comes upon you, whether you shut down because you're so scared mm-hmm. or whether you thrive.
Right.
But the fear of the unknown is what normally stops most people.
Exactly.
Because they don't know.
What's
the fear of the unknown. They're scared, you know. It's like,
but if we knew what was coming, we wouldn't do it. The time is going to pass anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So just go for it.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So how were you able to get... So you start this new business, but people are locked down. So how do you get people to come to you, or do you go to them, or what happens?
Oh my God, word of mouth is always mm-hmm. my number one, word of mouth.
Okay.
Working with so many different people from Houston Galleria to Western University to Rice Village to River Oaks, people talk.
Mm-hmm.
And when they like something, they love it.
Oh yeah.
So brows became the thing. I was tinting brows. I wasn't traveling doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
My Ulta position benefit brow bar, they called me, hey, people are requesting you come back to work. This is when everyone was doing curbside.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you want to come back to work? This is like March, April, May, June. Right in the midst of June, we're still kind of like, we don't know what the pandemic is. I don't want to get sick. I don't want to bring it in my home.
Right.
No, I don't think I'm ready to come back to work yet.
So literally we were like all locked down per se.
Right.
Was it 2 weeks or a month?
No, it was more than that for me. I stayed from work probably about 3 months.
So.
And people were calling every day.
So
hey,
did you have a savings? Did you have a savings?
Absolutely.
To fall back on?
Absolutely.
Okay. Which most people don't.
And you need it. It's a necessity.
I understand. We all understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But most people do not have any savings whatsoever. Like they say statistically, mm-hmm. 80% of the Americans, for sure, 80% don't even have a month's worth of savings to
rely on.
They're
not prioritizing.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the people that had the savings were able to, like you said,
gear up and start a business.
Well, and you were able to last a month or two or three without starving to death or without being able to pay your bills.
Right. Of course we had unemployment, but that can only do so much for you.
Well, but if you were self-employed before that, you did not have unemployment.
This is in the midst. So this is right before saying, hey, this is, I'm going to go ahead and go for better opportunities with myself.
Yeah.
But in the midst of pandemic, I couldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But after people were requesting me to come back to the benefit brow bar counter, I went back in the summer, July.
Yeah.
The clientele was off the roof. It was so many people, I couldn't even take everyone within my 8-hour shift.
Yeah.
So that became, hey, ding, 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 time to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I knew it was time. When I wasn't able to accommodate and, you know, get everyone in to fit on the shift or the schedule, I knew it was time to go out and do my own thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there you have it. I mean, like, I don't know. I just get speechless sometimes when I go to social media and I read about people that just shut down. It's like they want to just shut the shutters, shut the doors, shut the blinds, crawl into a little corner and just feel sorry for themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no.
And people go through depression all the time, but it's like you can't stay there.
No.
If you remain stagnant, you're not going to see what you're made of.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I always tell people, be logical about the business you're trying to start.
Mm-hmm.
If you know you cannot leave your 9-to-5, don't. You're just going to be working more. When you leave your 9-to-5, you will be working more. Once you work for yourself, you're going to work the hardest you've ever worked in your life.
And so many people don't understand that. They're like, well, I want to work for myself because I want to make my own hours because I don't want to work as much.
No, it doesn't work that way. You're going to work around the clock. While you're sleeping, your brain is still going to be going. While you're on vacation, you're still going to be thinking about things you have to do. The work never stops.
No, no.
So if you're looking to work for yourself to not work, that's not going to happen.
No.
Your business will fail that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to have a sign that hung above my desk that said, why would I want to work for you 8 hours a day when I can work for myself 16 hours a day?
That's facts.
True. But it blows my mind, too, the people that want to be self-employed because they don't want to work as much. They want to create their own hours.
I'm telling you, I wish y'all could zoom in on me. You will work forever. That's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Well, and some people say to me, well, why are you still doing something at 10 o'clock at night?
It's for myself. If you don't put in the work 100% for yourself, it's not going to happen.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's not going
to
happen.
But I just try to tell people, first of all, sometimes it's not conducive for me to film at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I have to film at 7 o'clock at night.
Right.
Because that's when things are calmer around here and it's quieter and I'm more
focused. There's no way to go around being lazy.
but you know, some people are like, well, why are you working? It's past 5 o'clock.
It's for myself.
It's for myself. I mean, like, so I try to explain to people, I work when it's best for me.
Right.
And sometimes...
And that's a convenient part of
self-employment. Yes. But sometimes my brain turns on, say, at 8 o'clock at night.
You can be sleeping and your brain will tell you, get up, you forgot to do...
But I mean, like, sometimes at 8 o'clock, I'll be like, oh my God, I've got an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll run up to my office and I start working, you know.
Yeah.
Or I call my graphic artist in Canada and I'm like, I got an idea, let's do this, you know. Ooh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like... Self-employment isn't a 9-to-5 job.
Mm-hmm.
Self-employment is whenever it works for you, which can be 24 hours a day.
Yep. That's what you're going to have to, that's what it takes.
But, and that's why there's people out there that will never be entrepreneurs because they don't want to work.
No, whenever. They're set in their way.
They just want to work between this hour and this hour. That's
right.
All.
A lot of people say, how did you do it? How did you start your business? What's the hardest part? Starting. That's the hardest part. Starting. Once you start, you gotta go. You have no choice.
Right.
But the people that don't know what the business is capable of or the potential of the business, and they just leave their 9-to-5 and this is their security blanket, don't leave your 9-to-5. Right. If you're not comfortable with paying your mortgage or your rent, I say at least 6 times without having any extra income, don't do it.
Yeah. So did you have family to help you, or you just did it all by yourself?
I did it by myself. No one even knew I was doing it in the beginning. When I get my heart set on something, I do it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear what they have to say. I don't hear what you have to say. I'm going to do it because I see the vision for myself. Mm-hmm. No one else can see it the way you see it.
No.
So, of course, you're going to get backlash when trying to step out and branch out and do something new, but you have to go for it because this is what you see. No one's going to see your vision until you start to plant those seeds in there. Well, and then once you get there, they start asking you, how did you do it?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. But it's like I always try to tell people, you know, it's like you're in your own movie. Mm-hmm. Other people can't see your movie. Like, they don't... It's hard to explain, but I'm like, it's like... Sometimes you're the only person that can see your vision.
Exactly.
Until you paint it for other people.
Exactly. Then like television.
Then they
tell a vision.
Exactly. Tell a vision. Mm-hmm. Yes. But I'm just like, other people, like when I do my houses, mm-hmm. even, you know, I'll walk in and be like, oh my God, I can so see this happening. This, and people are like, how do you see that? And
see?
I'm like, I don't know. It's just my vision. And then I make it happen. And then they walk in and go, this is what you said your vision was. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, now we see it, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's weird because most people can't see your vision until you create it.
That's the point of unlocking your purpose. Mm-hmm. That's the point. Mm-hmm. Because those same people that question, oh my God, it becomes a how did you do it.
Yeah.
So while they're busy thinking about how you did it, you're already doing it.
Right.
But just know, do not leave your security blankets. If you have a job that's paying you and that's worthy, you have to stay.
Well, yes and no. Because back in the day, mm-hmm. I stayed with my so-called 9-to-5 job. It was never 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. But I stayed with that while I started my side hustle.
Exactly.
And then when my side hustle got to be so big and
that it was
so
beating your 9-to-5...
I said, okay, this is going to be scary. I need to leave that one because this one's growing so big, mm-hmm. but I need to.
Exactly.
And it's scary because you're just like, but what if?
You can't think about the what ifs.
No, you can't think about the what ifs.
You have to take
because
it off.
The what ifs is what's the worst that's going to happen? You fail? Okay, you start over again.
Right.
No big deal.
The time will pass anyway.
Right.
I always remember that. That's something that I try to just keep instilled in me. The time will pass anyway. What are you going to do to look back and say, damn, I really did that? Mm-hmm. The time is going to pass anyway, guys. Do it.
And look, 2020 was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And look where you've come in 3 years. Mm-hmm. You look back now and go, I should have done that a long time ago.
Way long time. But it's all about when you're ready.
Yes.
You have to
time
be ready.
Time is everything.
And people, oh, I'm going to take a leap of faith. Don't do it if you know that you are just brainstorming. I always tell people, in the midst of brainstorming, that's not when you make a major decision. You have to know that your business has that potential to grow.
Well, I always try to tell people, you've got to do like a 1, 3, and 5-year plan.
Yes.
And it's okay to take risks as long as they're calculated risks.
Exactly.
You've got to put in the effort to create that business plan to know where you're going. You can't just go, I have an idea.
No.
I'm just going to go quit my job and
go.
No. No. You've got to put in some homework. You've got to come up with the plan. You've got to, it's like when I submitted for my SBA, the Small Business Administrative Loan, for my first health club, you've got to present to the banker your 1 year, and definitely your 5 year, but I did a 1, 3, and 5 year plan so that they could see what my plan was and how I was going to grow and how I was going
to
do
things. Be able
to
return their funding.
Yeah. I just didn't go, I got an idea. You want to fund it?
Even though we wish we could.
Right.
No, it's
so
not realistic.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I literally stayed with my 9-to-5 until my side hustle became so
exactly
so huge that I couldn't do it anymore.
Exactly.
I had to literally say, okay,
that's what I would do. I would go to work for the week. Every single week, I would say, let's get a piece of paper today. Let's see how many people text me. Drea, can you come to me? Mm-hmm. If it beats as many people that come to this counter today, I know I can leave out of here.
See?
One weekend, I kid you not, 30 text messages. I was like, it's time to go. It's mm-hmm. time to branch out. Mm-hmm. So that's how I did it.
And they were probably sorry to see you go.
Yeah. Wouldn't even speak to me. Wouldn't even speak to me.
So basically, to wrap it up, we're basically saying, don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. God didn't put fear within us.
And I've always said the person standing in the way of your success is you.
It's you, no matter what you've been through.
There's no one else mm-hmm. standing in your way.
No matter what you've been through, you cannot say, I'm this way because of XYZ. It's all about you. You have to create that life for yourself.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. nobody's going to create it for you.
And write it down. Writing things down and watching it come to fruition is like the greatest gift.
Vision boards.
And the greatest mm-hmm. feeling ever.
And whether it's a vision board or whether it's a journal book, you know, people journal,
both.
Whatever.
Yes.
I don't care how you do it, but you've got to write it down. You've got to be able to stare at it every mm-hmm. day. And, you know, it's just like people trying to lose weight. You've got to write it down that mm-hmm. you know, put a picture there when you're trying to lose weight, what you want to look like, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, visual, we're such visual animals that,
exactly.
you know, when we can actually see it and it reminds us every single day.
You have no choice but to execute it. Yeah. Manifestation is key. It's powerful. Yeah.
So I'm sure your family members are just proud as hell of you.
Yes.
I'm like, yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
Every one of my family is in oil and gas or, you know, in the med field.
Uh-huh.
So when I came up with, oh, I'm going to do a brow bar, they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to do radiology.
Mm-hmm.
But after meeting Gucci,
mm-hmm.
it was like, this is it. This is where I need to be.
See?
Yeah.
See?
It took off.
And how did Gucci find you?
No, one of my really great friends called me and was like, hey, Gucci needs an artist for this shoot. They know of the guy, G the director.
G the director.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. So she's like, hey, he needs a makeup artist. Are you interested? I'm like, heck yeah, mm-hmm. let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I met you. I was the first one at your home.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Sweet. And a week later, I was back. Good times.
So, and she's back with me again because we doing some stuff here this month for Modern Luxury Magazine.
Let's work.
Yes, yes, yes. So we took a little break there and we're back together.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! And brows.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned.
Yes. So if everybody wants to find you, where they're going to find you? They're going to find
you at The Lavish Vanity on Instagram.
So we're going to make sure, spell that out. The
T-H-E-L-A-V-I-S-H Vanity. V-A-N-I-T-Y.
So The Lavish Vanity. That's on Instagram. Anywhere else?
That's it.
Okay, so no website or anything of the sort.
You know, I'm not big on socials.
I know.
I like to play in the background and, you know.
Yeah.
I'm all about the integrity.
Yeah, so it's basically on Instagram. So look her up, guys, if you're in the Houston area. Definitely. I'm sure she'll get on an airplane and fly to you also.
Yes, I will.
Needed.
Yes. International traveler now.
So, thank you, The Lavish Vanity. I call you Drea anyways. Thank you so much for being on our podcast today.
You're welcome. And
inspiring everyone in the vault to get out there, be an entrepreneur, be in business for yourself.
It's time.
Go for it.
The time will pass anyway. Get over the fears and see what you're made of.
Yeah.
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 That's what it's all about. Seeing what you are made of.
Yeah. So once again, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you, Drea, for being our guest.
No problem.
And until next time, bye-bye.